or where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Several years before my aunt died, she spoke of the need of family healing. She was the matriarch who carried all of the family secrets and all of the disputes that she negotiated. I remember her saying that she was tired of this role of mediator and that she'd hoped that the family would find new ways of resolving issues. I found that sense of her wanting us to dialogue and to create an atmosphere where all were welcome and all could be healed was very important. I asked a friend of mine who has a background in family counseling and spiritual direction if she would come and be with the family for a meeting. She agreed to do so, and she started with a prayer to the Holy Spirit, inviting God's presence to be there among us. The session was one of compassionate listening and reconciliation. My aunt felt very good about what had happened, and she reminded us until the day she died of the importance of family prayer and dialogue. Years later, as I thought about the African philosophy of Ubuntu, I am because we are, I remember the coming together of my family, who represented many different religious traditions, but coming together in the spirit of oneness, of family and of all humanity held together by the Holy Spirit's presence. There is a healing power for those gathered in prayer who trust that God is in the midst of them. While we may share hope for a specific outcome, we must remember the line from the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done." Trusting in God frees us to hear the Holy Spirit's guidance, not just our own desired outcome. For in the midst of community in our hearts, we become open to new ways of hearing the other. We realize that whatever the outcome may be, we are not alone on our journey. We are in the family and community where God calls us. In Pope Francis' Catechesis on Discernment, he said that the Bible reminds us that God's voice is one of peace. Be silent. Witness what your heart is feeling. At that moment, the Lord's voice comes to us individually and collectively. Nothing can hinder the love that comes from being in contact with the Lord. The Holy Spirit who is present in us makes the Word of God come alive, suggests new meanings, open doors that seem closed, indicates life-giving paths where the road seems to be dark and filled with loss and confusion. Discernment is the process of listening to God during our journey. A praying community is important for the journey. We find that we are blessed with the joys and sorrows of family, community, and our world. While we may not have received the companions we want, we will always receive the companions we need. Blessings coming through the sorrows of the COVID pandemic may have resulted in being drawn to companions in new ways, as Zoom communities develop for prayer and sharing. They may have meant expanding networks in local communities for food deliveries and for wellness checks. We were invited to create new ways and to include others as family, as we found creative ways, spirit-driven ways, to gather in God's name. As the restrictions of COVID pass, we may choose to continue these gatherings virtually or in person to acknowledge the gifts of those who have now become members of our family and to discern how God is calling us as an extended family and in a community of service to one another. Being at peace with God's presence in our life allows us to be open to other ways of serving. to remember that each day when we hear his voice, our heart is not to be hardened from past experiences. For God invites us to come to the present moment with forgiveness, thanksgiving, love, and joy. The challenges of our church and our world are invitations to continuous discernment of how to dialogue, to forgive, and to be obedient to the urgings of the Spirit. We live in a time where we need to step out and invite others to prayer, to dialogue, and action. We need to trust the Holy Spirit to guide us, for the challenges invite us to become open to our personal and collective vulnerabilities in creating and nurturing communities of faith that are inclusive. To remember that we are not alone, that we are because others exist in the world surrounding us. We must trust that whatever challenging circumstances or people we meet on our journeys, we are called to listen for God's voice as we gather in groups of two or more, and to hold in our hearts the love of our neighbors as ourselves.